Unless the neighbor moves the retaining wall.
Sure.
Correct.
Sure.
He owns that.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Okay.
Oh. Okay, he owns.
And Trent, the affected property he also owns, so he is the owner of the retaining wall, too.
Okay, great.
Okay. There are any additional questions for Mr. Riffle? Okay. Do we have anybody here tonight that would want to speak in opposition to this? Then we'll close this to the board.
Okay, sorry. I just happened to think of a question right as you were closing it here. Is there a reason, as opposed to asking for a variance, you didn't just do a lot line move? If you move the lot line over to where the retaining wall is, now you don't need a variance, and I would have think that you could do that, yeah. It'd be easier if you go to sell it. I don't know that it mattered either way.
You know,
probably more costly now that I think about it. You'd have to have it surveyed and redrawn up and submit that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sorry. You hadn't thought through that either. I just popped in my head before. Sorry. Go ahead.
The board, let's discuss.
I mean, I think all of these are unique lots, as we just went through in the last one. These are really tight, and so I think because of the exceptional size and truly narrowness of this lot, I think it qualifies as we would consider that. I think this is a little unique in that he owns both of them, and there's a retaining wall that really makes it that nobody's ever going to build within the last couple feet of the lot to the side. So I don't think in any way it would hurt.
So you own the lot that with the retaining wall on it?
Yes.
Okay.
He could, quite honestly, just move the lot line over, then there's not an issue, and maybe that's the cleaner way to do it, but...
Well, it... Yeah. I agree.
Because right now, if we do this, then we're setting a precedent that we would allow this whenever he clearly owns the lot, and if the lot line is moved, it's
somewhat the same situation we just had.
Correct.
What's the necessity for us to give this? Is there a necessity?
I think one of the challenges I have is his main reason was he was worried about it being over the sewer cap. The sewer location. But a lot of times that sewer can be scooted over because that's just
that's true.
Like a heartbeat.
That's so, true. That's a PVC.
That's all it is, a PVC. It's not like it's a main line there.
Yeah, not an easement that you can't move, yeah.
Correct. So it's just a matter of digging down and putting on an elbow and scooting it over 2 feet and then coming back up and it would be relocated.
Yeah, I
know
that.
That's all.
Although in that drawing, Trent, it looks like he couldn't really move it because he's got something else, a future carport there. So he'd be hurting his long-term ability to develop. So you can't really move it. He's got a pad and a carport and that's sandwiched in between them, so he can't really move it.
Gotcha.
So by the strict application of our guidelines, we are creating a hardship, and now I just defeated my own last comment that there's not a real reason, though there is an absolute reason.
But if you move the lot line, it wouldn't need a variance.
Correct. He can address it either way, but this would be the cheaper and easier way for him to do it.
And he's requesting just one setback variance. And that's on the north side. No, it's on the west side. But as you're showing the carport going right through the sewer cap. the way this is drawn, as I understand.
On the bottom left corner of his drawing, there is a little north indicator.
But you're not wanting a variance for the sewer, only for the water. Is that right?
He's meeting the rest of these setbacks. He's reasonable in what he's asking. It's only what's necessary, and he's the only one impacted by it. So,
yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I don't have an issue.
Okay, can we make a motion?
I would move to approve variance 2025-11V. In its current form.
I would second that.
Okay.
Do we need to give any more reason than that, or do you think that's enough? Nope. Okay.
All right. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. All right. Mr. Riffle, we're
you're set. I appreciate your understanding.
Thank you. And we will move on to 2025-012V, Susan Nicholson. Cody, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. 2025-012V, variance for front property line setback. Susan Nicholson is seeking a variance from the provisions of 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulation. The applicant is seeking an 18-foot front property line setback, 7 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing the construction of a carport 15 feet from the front property line. Okay, so let me see if I can give you a little better understanding. We've had a few variances out in here, kind of this same situation. So 65, they're over here west, going towards the lake from Hollister. If you could drive back in there, she's the very first road on the right. Right here is property. If you guys remember, we just did one. I think they did one across the street right before I got here, and then one got disapproved down here with a zero lot line requirement. R1. So kind of some pictures of the side of her house. This is where it's going to be constructed. It's going to be attached to the house. There's the other side. It's going to overhang, what is it, a foot, I think, on each side. It's a little wider than the carport. And without a survey, I'm assuming that the property line is usually the curb cut there at the driveway apron, but I could be wrong on that. So, drawing that was submitted. So, as you can see, the driveway, they've got it 18 feet. They've got the easement or the setback, I'm assuming is what you call the right-of-way setback, and how it's attached, and you can see the little bit of overhang on the carport. So here's the house. The carport is right there, that square rectangle. Okay. With that, I'll turn it back to the board.
Okay. Ma'am?
Oh, I just would... I'd really appreciate it if I could get the carport. I mean, it's kind of an... Am I supposed to speak?
I'm sorry. Did she... Yeah, if you could please state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Susan Nicholson.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just requesting it because it is kind of a hardship in the winter trying to keep it clear. It would help keep my driveway clear either also. But with the elements and especially the way storms are getting now, I'm just trying to protect my vehicle and myself. And I could come right off my porch and go right into the carport.
I don't know if that gives you a little better idea of what we're looking
okay.
at.
You know, at one point I wanted to look at a garage, but somebody said it would obstruct the traffic view, but I figured with a carport they can see right around that.
So good question. You don't have any sides on this? The carport is going to be open?
No, it's just the gabled roof and then the post and the ground. It's planned to blend in with the house, the same roofing material, and on the front, just a little bit of that log siding, so it would blend in with the neighborhood.
What subdivision is this again?
Something.
Go ahead.
I live here. I don't remember the first part. It said it earlier. I don't.
Valley.
Pine Woods Village?
Pine Woods Village.
And these are. This isn't that area over there with the tiny homes to start.
No, I think it's.
No, it's on the, just on the other side
it's
of
the okay. next little
yeah,
subdivision okay. right in front
yeah,
of it.
Right. Okay, that's what I was asking. On a corner lot, Cody, could you remind me what the setback requirements are on a home with a corner lot?
It'd be for the side, it would be 12 and a half. Not it will not change on the front, but the side would change from the 10 to the 12 and a half.
And you're calling the front of the house where the car sits right now, you got the front doors on the
actually the front of the house is around the
but it's addressed to this isn't it? That's the 911. That'll be the front.
Yeah.
So if you change the 911 address, then it would be.
I built a house like
really? In a situation
like that.
I always consider the front where my front porch is.
Right. That's exactly right. And you know, whenever I was in a similar situation, and they said, "Well, which side's the front?" And I'm like, "Well, where's the front door?" So, you know, if that was the situation, then we'd be talking about a 15-foot setback requirement instead of a 25, right? I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Thanks. Muck it up.
I'll try to muddy the water just a little bit.
I changed my mind. That's the front of my house.
Okay. Do we have any additional questions for Ms. Nicholson? Trent?
No questions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody else here to speak for or against this variance? Nope. Okay. We'll close the public comments and board, we can discuss it.
Looks like we've determined that this neighborhood, like the others, there's some small lots. It makes it hard to do anything. None of them have garages. I think we've granted other variances for similar requests where the fact that you're parking out in the winter is a hardship on the homeowner. My concern would be line of sight, but really those trees are a bigger issue than anything else.
Yes.
And this carport doesn't have sides, so theoretically it's not blocking any more than what her car is currently blocking, parked in the same spot. So I don't know that there's any reason I would think we shouldn't approve.
Can you show where the carport would go out to?
That's
how far?
It's a good question I've kind of had myself. So when I measure it, 20 feet, right?
Was it a 20-foot carport?
Yes.
In length?
I'm showing the variance is 7 feet from property line.
Length's 20 foot.
See what I'm saying? I'm kind of trying to draw it in there. So it's roughly 7 minus the 25, right? Could be.
Yeah, you're basing it on the property market there, which I
Based it on the drawing, which can be...
I don't trust that.